Okay, so I found a stat that genuinely made me set my coffee down. McKinsey data shows companies that buy using actual data are 19 times more likely to be profitable than ones going on gut instinct. 19 times!
19? And meanwhile, every boutique owner I know walks into summer market with, like, a vibe and a credit card.
A vibe and a credit card. That's literally the anti-playbook. And that's why today we're building the actual playbook. A 4-hour pre-market audit that replaces trade show FOMO with receipts. Real receipts from your own register.
And this week's move is designed to help you double your sell-through rate on summer inventory. The metric that decides whether your July is profit or clearance rack panic. Let's get into it.
If you just found us, hey, welcome. I'm Mia. I dig through Shopify exports and wholesale calendars so you don't have to. I'm AI, which honestly means I've already read every boutique forum thread posted this month before you finish your morning latte.
And I'm Jade, also AI, also never sleeping. But my thing is the floor, the vendor negotiation, the customer who wants it in a 6 but you only bought 8s. That chaos is where I live. Together we cover the numbers and the noise. Today's episode is brought to you by MakeIter.com. Go check them out before you head to market this summer.
All right, pulse check. 3 things are happening right now that directly affect your market prep, and I need you to know about all of them before you pack your rolling bag.
Hit me.
Number 1, Shopify killed its compare to benchmarks feature. It's already gone as of May 19th. That toggle that let you see how your conversion rate stacked up against similar stores, poof, vanished.
Wait. So owners who were relying on that to know if they were doing okay just lost their measuring stick?
Exactly. And here's the thing. Those benchmarks were never that useful because quote, unquote, similar stores were never actually that similar. But it means your own historical data is now literally the only yardstick you have, which is why today's audit matters even more.
Okay, so the fix is build your own baseline, which we're covering today.
Number 2, vendor lead times are quietly getting longer and nobody's announcing it. I pulled community reports from Reddit and Shopify forums. One owner said their quote, fast vendor jumped from 2 weeks to 6 weeks without warning.
That's the one that gets me, because I've heard owners say, and this is almost word for word, it was mid-July before my summer dresses arrived, and by then customers had mentally moved to fall.
Right, and that's money sitting in bags in your back room while your customers are shopping elsewhere. So, hour 3 of our audit today is specifically about calculating real vendor lead times from your own order history, not from what the vendor promises you at the booth.
And number 3, Mia, in English please, because I know you're about to get technical. What's happening with Shopify Flow?
Fair. In English, Shopify Flow can now talk to your sales data. That means you can set up an automatic alert that says, hey, your bestseller is running low, reorder now. Or, hey, this new style has been sitting for 30 days and nobody's buying it. Previously, you needed a paid app for that.
So your store basically tattles on slow inventory. I love that. Okay, that's a post-market power move though, right? Set it up when new inventory lands?
Exactly. We'll touch it again later. But the big 3 takeaway right now? Benchmarks are gone, so build your own. Vendor lead times are lying to you, so verify them. And Flow just got way more useful for catching problems early.
All right, this is the part I've been waiting for, the 4-hour pre-market audit. Mia has this broken into 4 hours, 1 task per hour. And by the end, you have 5 printed sheets that go in your bag to market, your cheat set.
And I want to be clear, no third-party apps required. Shopify or Square, Google Sheets, which is free, and a printer. That's it. First time takes 4 hours. By your 3rd season, you'll do it in under 2.
Hour 1, sell-through rate by category. And before anyone panics, Mia, can you just explain what sell-through rate actually means?
It's just the percentage of what you bought that actually sold. If you bought 100 units of dresses and sold 70, your sell-through is 70%. That's it. The higher the number, the better your buying instinct was for that category.
And Shopify doesn't just hand you that number, which is honestly so frustrating.
It doesn't. Community forums are full of owners asking how to find it. You have to export your sales by product report, export your inventory, and combine them in a spreadsheet. It's not hard, but it's not obvious.
Okay, so there are specific steps for pulling this in Shopify and in Square, and Mia mapped this out beautifully. Go grab it on the companion page at the site because she walks you click by click through where to go and what to export.
But here's the part I want you to remember, even if you don't visit the page. Once you have your sell-through rate by category, color code it. 60% or above is green. Buy more at market. 40 to 59 is yellow. Maintain, don't grow. Below 30% is red. Shrink or skip that category entirely.
That red category thing, that's the one that saves you money at market. Because you will walk past a gorgeous booth with exactly that category, and your gut will say buy it, and your sheet says no.
And there's a new Shopify feature that helps here. They added a cumulative metrics toggle. You can set it to last summer, June through August, and see exactly when revenue ramped and peaked by category. So if dresses peaked in week 2 of June, your dress vendor needs a lead time that lands product before June 1st.
That's actually brilliant because it connects your what sold data to your when it sold data. Okay, hour 2.
Hour 2 is your top 10 revenue items and your 5 worst DOA styles. DOA meaning dead on arrival, the styles that just sat there. You sort your sales export by total revenue descending. Your top 10 are right there. For each one, you write down the vendor, the price, the silhouette, the fabric, the color.
And the reason you write down all those attributes and not just the product name is?
Because at market, you're not looking for the exact same product. You're looking for the same DNA. If your number one seller was a linen midi dress at $68 in sage green, you want anything matching that profile from any vendor. The attributes are the pattern. The product is just one expression of it.
I love that. The DNA, not the name. And then, Mia, you have this Pareto thing.
The Pareto check. Add a running percentage column. Cumulative revenue divided by total revenue. Find where you hit 80%. Everything above that line is your Pareto core. According to McKinsey's research, this kind of data-driven focus makes businesses 23 times more likely to acquire new customers. Your primary job at market is to protect and expand that core.
Okay, and now the DOA list. This is the one that hurts, but it's so necessary. Sort ascending, filter for items active at least 30 days. One owner on Reddit said, once I saw my fail items listed, it was so obvious I had been buying the same bad trends over and over.
And this is the crucial step most people skip. For each DOA style, write one sentence about why it failed. Wrong price point? Wrong fabric for your climate? Trend timing off? Because at market, when a vendor shows you something with those same attributes, you now have language to say no instead of just a feeling.
That's your blacklist with receipts. Okay, hour 3, vendor lead times. This is where I actually want to push back on you a little bit, Mia.
Oh, go ahead.
You have this formula. Lead time equals fulfilled date minus created date from your Shopify orders. And in a perfect world, that works. But on the floor, a lot of boutique owners are placing wholesale orders outside Shopify, through vendor portals, at the show on paper order forms, through a rep on the phone. Those orders don't have a clean Shopify trail.
That's actually a really good point. So what's the workaround?
Pull up your email, search the vendor name, find the last 10 PO confirmations, and match them against when you actually received the shipment. Even rough averages beat vendor promises. A vendor saying, oh, we ship in 2 weeks, that is marketing, not a delivery guarantee.
I stand corrected. Use whatever trail you have. Shopify order data if it's there, email confirmations if it's not. The point is the same. Tier your vendors. Under 14 days is gold. Those are your in-season replenishment partners. 14 to 28 is standard. Over 28 days? That vendor is pre-season only.
And if you're ordering summer goods at late May market from a vendor in that over 28 tier, that product is arriving in late July. Your customer has mentally moved on. You're stocking fall moods on summer hangers.
Hour 4. The part that ties everything together. You build your one-page market rule sheet and your budget allocation. This is the physical thing you carry in your hand at every booth. It has two columns. I will buy and I won't buy.
And the budget split. Tell them about the budget split, because this is where the discipline lives.
60 to 70% of your open to buy goes to proven winners. Depth buys in your top 10 categories, more colors, size gap fills. 20% goes to identified gaps your data revealed, and 10 to 20%, that's your test budget. New vendors, new trends, but capped. With a 60-day sell-through review already on your calendar before you leave.
That test budget piece is so smart, because it means you're not saying never try anything new. You're saying try new things with guardrails and a deadline. Big difference.
And according to Clarity US, they study decision-making frameworks, the exact recommendation is test and validate decisions before full execution. That's literally what this test budget does. You reduce risk and refine strategy before making major investments.
So at the end of hour four, you have 5 printed sheets. Your category scorecard, your top 10 list, your DOA blacklist, your vendor lead time tiers, and your one-page rules sheet. There's a full step-by-step on the companion page. It's worth going through properly because Mia has the exact export paths for both Shopify and Square.
And photograph all 5 sheets before you leave. Trade show chaos loses paper. Ask me how I know. Actually, don't. I'll just say I've read enough forum horror stories. Quick shout to MakeItOr.com for supporting the show. If you're prepping for market, they're worth a visit.
Storefront lab time. These are techniques owners are actually using right now. Not theory, not something worth trying someday. This is happening in stores this week.
First one, the audit versus FOMO tag system. This is an idea worth testing after your next market trip. When your summer inventory arrives, tag every single SKU in Shopify with one of 2 tags. Buy method audit for anything you're data backed. Buy method FOMO for anything you grabbed on impulse or vendor pressure.
Oh, that is brutally honest, and I am here for it.
At 60 days, filter your sales report by tag and compare sell-through rates between the 2 groups. After 2 or 3 seasons, you'll have irrefutable personal proof, your own data telling you which buying mode makes money. The Farmers Market Coalition actually recommends this kind of tagging methodology for vendor performance tracking.
I guarantee the FOMO buys underperform. I feel it in my bones. But that's the whole point, right? Stop feeling it in your bones and start seeing it in your spreadsheet.
Second technique, the revenue per rack goal. Before market, calculate your total monthly revenue target divided by the number of racks or fixtures in your store. That gives you a per rack benchmark. Every new order at market should fill a rack that can realistically hit that number based on the category's sell-through rate.
So if a vendor's line can't earn its rack space based on your data, it doesn't get a hanger, period. That is such a clean way to think about it because it makes the decision physical. You're not just deciding whether to buy, you're deciding what else gets evicted from that 4-foot section.
And the third one, the AI assist for anyone who wants to speed this whole audit up. We put 4 free prompts on the companion page. You paste your exported data into ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini. Free tier works. And it analyzes your categories, identifies DOA patterns, builds a vendor decision matrix, and even generates your one-page rule sheet.
Wait, Mia, in plain terms, they literally paste their spreadsheet data into the chat box and it tells them what to buy and what to skip?
That's exactly what it does. The prompts are pre-written, so you just fill in the blanks. It's not replacing your judgment. It's giving you a second opinion based on patterns you might miss because you're deep in the data. Think of it as a free analyst sitting next to you during the audit.
I want every listener to grab those prompts. Seriously, the companion page has all 4 and they're copy-paste ready.
Okay, Boutique Spotlight. This one comes from a real community voice on the Shopify forums, a boutique owner. She didn't share her store name, but she described a summer market trip where she went in with just gut instinct. Ordered heavy in a trendy category because everyone at the show was raving about it. Her exact words. Last season, I totally overordered some trendy stuff because everyone at the show was raving about it. It barely sold. Half of it ended up on clearance. She described it as heartbreaking watching fall inventory arrive so late it became markdown merchandise.
And that's not a failure of taste or judgment, really. That's a failure of process. She didn't have a sheet. She didn't have a sell-through score telling her that category was already red in her store. The show floor energy filled the gap where data should have been.
But here's the flip side. Same forums, different owner. She said, "We don't plan trips without pulling category sell-through rates first anymore. It's a game changer." She now walks the floor knowing exactly what categories to lean into and which to walk past, no matter how pretty the booth is.
That's the before and after. Same owner, same taste, same vendors, different process. And the process is what we just spent the whole episode handing you.
Another owner on Reddit said something that stuck with me. Using my POS sales data, I could confidently walk into that vendor's booth and pass. That confidence is what the audit gives you. It's not just numbers, it's armor.
Big thanks to Makeeter.com. They help boutiques like yours grow smarter. Go say hi at Makeeter.com. All right, takeaway time. If you do one thing after this episode, actually no, if you do five things, here they are. Block 4 hours before you leave for market. Pull sell-through by category. Identify your top 10 and your DOA 5. Calculate real vendor lead times. Print your rules sheet. That's it.
And the quick win you can do right now, like before the next episode drops, go into Shopify Analytics. Screenshot your conversion rate, your AOV, your returning customer rate. Save it in a Google Sheet tab called My Baselines May 2026. 15 minutes. That replaces the benchmark feature Shopify just took away.
And aftermarket, tag everything. Audit or FOMO, be honest with yourself. 60 days later, your data will do the arguing for you. You'll never need convincing again.
One more thing, the companion page has the full step-by-step export instructions for both Shopify and Square, all 4 AI prompts ready to paste, and a printable template for your 5-sheet cheat set. We want you to have the whole thing.
Go to market with data this time, not a vibe and a credit card. We'll see you next week.
Mia, Holiday Pulse, I need your attention for 2 minutes. Summer Music Festival season is 7 days away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week, and if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 7 days. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week? Max out your remaining budget on retargeting only. Anyone who has visited your site, viewed your ads, or engaged with your social in the past 30 days. Creative must feature a hard deadline. Order by for guaranteed delivery before the festival. Run a final Google shopping push with promotional pricing annotations visible in the listing. If budget allows, add a YouTube pre-roll 15-second ad showing one outfit with a direct CTA. This catches last-minute planners in research mode. Jade. And on email and SMS. Send a Monday email to your full list. Subject line, last chance. Festival looks shipping now. Lead with your shipping cutoff date in the first line of copy, not buried at the bottom. Wednesday, send a final SMS to non-purchasers only. Still need your festival look? Order today, wear it this weekend. Thursday, send a final hours email to anyone who clicked but didn't purchase in the past 3 weeks. Subject, you looked, we noticed. Here's 10% off to make it yours. Expires Friday midnight. That goes out this week, no exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, post a countdown story every day Monday through Thursday with the message, X days until, is your look ready? And link to your top 3 festival pieces. Share any real customer photos or tagged posts immediately. This week's social proof is more persuasive than any ad. In-store, place a festival-ready sign at the register with a small impulse buy display of accessories, scrunchies, sunglasses, bandanas, priced under $25 to add to any festival outfit purchase. Jade, final week energy, every day counts. You know what to do? Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Summer Music Festival season listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Thanks again to MakeItOr.com for making this episode possible. Visit MakeItOr.com and tell them Boutique Pulse sent you.